This is for all the parents and carers out there, those of you who are looking for resources for your kids and loved ones as you send them off to university for the first time, or maybe for the first time again after having had them home for a good while. My name is Jacqueline, one of the counselors at PAWS UOB. If you found this recording, you might be feeling a little worried about your child or the beloved young adult in your life going off on their own into the world without you to hold things together for them. You might be worried that they won't tell you if they get into trouble or need help, and you want to make sure that they know that help is available. You're probably feeling a bit excited and happy for them, but possibly a little bit sad and tearful at the passage of time, at your baby growing up and setting off on their own path. You might be feeling a little bit left behind or no longer needed. Trust me, they still need you, and they are so lucky to have you in their corner. But what to do with the mixed emotions that you are experiencing as they head off? At PAWS UOB, we provide mental health and emotional support to students, as well as a variety of creative, psychoeducational, and general well-being groups and activities. It is so great that you know about our service and all the other well-being services at UOB for the young adults in your life. But these next few minutes are just for you. If you haven't found yourself reading poetry lately, this is your moment to be inspired. You can find the perfect expression of how you are feeling in a poem, and that can feel like there's someone else out there that gets what this is really like for you. I've chosen a couple of poems that seem timely to me right now. The first is a bit of a longer poem titled "I Have a Time Machine" by Brenda Shaughnessy, and I just love the way that this poem describes the passage of time and how it plays tricks on us. And the second is a short but powerful few lines by W.S. Merwin called "Separation," which so poignantly describes what it feels like to miss someone. I'll stop the recording at the end of reading these poems, but feel free to play them again if you like, and please do turn to your own favorite poems to help you through the next few weeks of adjustment. "I Have a Time Machine" by Brenda Shaughnessy. I have a time machine, but unfortunately, it can only travel into the future at a rate of 1 second per second, which seems slow to the physicists and to the grant committees, and even to me. But I manage to get there, time after time, to the next moment and to the next. Thing is, I can't turn it off. I keep zipping ahead, well, not zipping. And if I try to get out of this time machine, open the latch, I fall into space. Unconscious, then desiccated, and I'm pretty sure I'm afraid of that, so I stay inside. There's a window, though. It shows the past. It's like a television or fish tank, but it's never live. It's always over. The fish swim in backward circles. Sometimes it's like a rearview mirror, another chance to see what I'm leaving behind. And sometimes, like blackout, all that time wasted sleeping. Myself, age 8, whole head burnt with embarrassment at having lost a library book. Myself lurking in a candled corner expecting to be found charming. Me holding a rose, though I want to put it down so I can smoke. Me exploding at my mother, who explodes at me because the explosion of some dark star all the way back struck hard at mother's mother's mother. I turn away from the window, anticipating a blow. I thought I'd find myself an old woman by now, traveling so light in time. But I haven't gotten far at all. Strange not to be able to pick up the pace as I'd like. The past is so horribly fast. Separation by W.S. Merwin. Your absence has gone through me, like thread through a needle. Everything I do is stitched with its color.